Satoshi Era Miner sends 2,650 BTC worth 203 Mara to Falcon X in Cumberland. A Bitcoin miner that mined its coins in the Satoshi era moved 2,650 BTC worth roughly $203 million into Falcon X in Cumberland on May 25, 2026, according to on-chain tracker On-Chain Lens. Cointelegraph flagged the transfer in a same-day alert. The deposit is notable because both venues are institutional OTC trading desks, not retail exchanges, and that is the channel large holders typically use when they intend to sell size without moving the public order book. Bitcoin was trading at $77,549 at the time of writing, up 0.8% on the day, with the fear and greed index at 41, neutral. At that price, the deposit is worth $205.5 million on paper. A coin cohort that almost never moves wallets that mined in 2009 and early 2010 are tracked closely because they almost never spend. The Satoshi Era label is used loosely for coins created in the first months after the network launched, when block subsidies were 50 BTC and difficulty was low enough for a single CPU to mine multiple blocks per day. Most of those coins sit untouched. Some are presumed lost. The supply that does still move is small, which is why a 2,050 BTC deposit from this cohort draws attention even at sub-300 Mara scale. For context, On-chain Lens and other on-chain trackers flag old coin movements weekly, but the typical Satoshi era spend is a few hundred BTC at a time, a clean 2,650 BTC block routed directly to two desks is at the larger end of that range. OTC routing as a sell signal, Falcon X and Cumberland are two of the largest crypto OTC desks serving institutional clients and high net worth individuals. The usual reason a holder routes to OTC rather than a public exchange is to negotiate a single price for a large block, avoid slippage, and avoid showing the order to other market participants in real time. It is not a guarantee of a sale, since some clients use OTC desks for custody migrations or collateral posting, but it is the most common path to liquidation for blocks of this size. The deposit lands in a market that has been net bearish on Bitcoin demand. Apparent demand for Bitcoin recently fell to 147,000 BTC, the worst reading since December 2025, and ETF flows have been negative enough to push 2026 close to a net outflow year. Adding 2,650 BTC of potential sell side from an old wallet does not change the macro picture, but it is the kind of supply that shows up at moments when the bid is already thin. Cost basis is effectively zero. The seller's cost basis on these coins is, for practical purposes, electricity from 2009 or 2010. At $77,549, the realized gain on the block is roughly $205 million. That asymmetric position is one reason old coin sells are watched. The holder has no price floor. Any sale above a few dollars per coin clears the cost basis many times over, which removes the usual hesitation that newer holders have around selling into a soft market. The flip side is that some Satoshi era holders are ideologically reluctant to sell and only do so during specific life events, estate planning, charity, or, in some cases, settlement of legal matters. Without an identity attached to the wallet, the motivation is unknowable. Trump Media's same-size deposit was a coincidence of number, not source. A separate 2,650 BTC deposit from Trump Media to Crypto.com was reported earlier this month. The size matched, but the source did not. That transfer came from a public corporate treasury moving custody, not from a dormant miner wallet. The two events are unrelated despite the matching round number, and conflating them in trading commentary has caused some confusion this morning. Signals that would confirm a sale. The next signal is whether the 2,650 BTC actually trades out of the desks or sits as collateral. OTC desks do not publish their fills, so the read will come from secondary indicators. A price gap down on thin liquidity, a sudden uptick in stablecoin inflows into the desk settlement wallets, or follow-on transfers from the desks to known exchange addresses over the next 24 to 72 hours. If none of those show up by midweek, the deposit is more likely a custody move than a sale.